So that little side quest for episode 200 went a little longer than I expected, but I was pretty happy with it.
I was about to say, I don't know if you could call it little, but yeah.
Yeah, you have 200 episodes of not side quests. So in comparison, I think it was a little side quest.
We had 100 episodes and then the side quest, because the previous 100 episodes, we also had a side quest.
Do you have any hero
Shut the fuck up, Tim!
You have any hero points so I can take one away?
You can either deny or confirm.
we're coming back to the main story. I confirmed with these guys that they know where the hell we're at, since took such a long break for that episode 200 special. But I think because it was so long and you guys got kind of attached to the characters and stuff like that, I feel like when and if you get back to when the main characters meet those side characters, I feel like it's going to be like one of those like crossover episodes you see in a television series. Do you remember when Batman would show up on Scooby-Doo?
What? Oh. In the best episodes?
Yeah.
Are you talking like the 60s, the Adam West one?
Yeah. The Adam West Batman would show up in Scooby-Doo. And it was always like, isn't he like a little overqualified to fight this oil baron or whatever?
I mean, he is the billionaire fighting billionaires, I guess. But or the Harlem Globetrotters would show up.
Oh, those were awesome.
Those were the best episodes.
Or the one where a movie, I think it was, with John Cena and other wrestlers were in the Scooby-Doo universe. And it was just the funniest thing in the world because his music would just keep playing every time he appeared.
Man, it definitely reminds me of when, like, the end of High School Musical 2, and like Miley Cyrus is just in the background dance with all the high schoolers. That was such a cool event, because the way that actually happened is like Disney or like Disney Junior or whatever the network was. They actually put out a poll. You had to vote online who you wanted to see as a cameo at the end of High School Musical 2. Miley got the bag.
I was going to say, I was about to ask it, was she not that famous yet? But she was voted in to be a cameo.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Huh. Yeah. I mean, thinking about crossovers, like, my favorite one is probably with, like, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory and Pirates of the Caribbean. Or maybe, like, Rango and Pirates of the Caribbean. Or Sweeney Todd and Pirates of the Caribbean.
Okay, I see what you're saying, yeah.
After the first one, I was like, the fuck are you talking about? After the second, I said, I know where
it's going.
Oh,
wait, no, that's just Johnny Depp, sorry.
Oh, no, it's just Johnny Depp.
John learns about actors.
Dude, it's the same guy.
It's Captain Jack Sparrow being
running the chocolate factory. Now, the second you were like crossovers, for some reason I just thought Johnny Depp. I was like, what can I do with this?
Technically,
it would be a very funny like quirk. Just like whenever you see like that actor, you like think that they were those people. You're like, oh my gosh, you were so good on that pirate ship. I can't believe you got shot.
I mean, every time I see Elijah Wood, I'm like, what are you doing on the Shire?
And he just stares at you with those big eyes.
Oh my gosh.
Man, there's like a new crossover thing. Have you guys like noticed this yet? So like, there's like this weird like thing where like all the Netflix reality shows, the characters on one reality show, they're starting to like appear on the other reality shows. So like it's, you know, they're a nobody and they join Love is Blind, but then like they're on like another fucking documentary or a reality show.
Huh.
Yeah, it's weird. Like they're like celebrity reality TV show people that are on multiple shows.
Do you think that's happening because viewership for reality TV shows has dropped 15% year over year?
Is that true?
Percentage.
I don't know the exact percentage.
I can't believe you lied about a metric. Can't believe you lied.
He said it with such confidence. I just start to believe him.
Like it was so specific.
Reality TV viewership has dropped over the years, yes, but I do not know the exact percentage. But it's enough that like TV execs are canceling reality TV shows.
I don't think I've watched reality TV since I was living with my parents, and I just watch the History Channel all the time.
My dad just watched the Weather Channel and Sci-Fi and the History Channel. Those are like the only three channels you watched.
Oh man, remember what is it, Maryland Farms and Gardens or something?
Oh yeah, he always watched PBS and he watched Maryland Farm and Harvest.
Yeah,
that came on like right after PBS.
That sounds awesome, actually.
It is actually awesome. I love Maryland Farm and Harvest.
That's how I learned about the pawpaw plant.
The pawpaw plant, that's right. That was about Farm and Harvest. You could just ask
me.
Come on. Well, I can't ask what I don't know to ask. Now I have a buddy that once a year we go pawpaw picking.
You don't take.
I am insulted.
You don't take me pawpaw picking or John.
Do you want to drive to Frederick for pawpaws?
Yeah,
I mean you can go Tuckahoe too.
Okay. I will drive to Frederick for you, Tim.
Fun fact: if you eat too many pawpaws, it acts as a laxative.
Yep.
Also, fun fact: if you eat too many pawpaws, it can cause brain damage.
Yeah.
Well, hey, after we go pawpaw picking, I'm going to make you cookies.
Hey, this cookie tastes a little bit like pawpaws.
he's going to pass out and shit himself.
Just why do we pick these? Twitching on the floor.
No, you have to eat an obscene amount of pawpaws for it to give you brain damage. It's like 10 a day for like 3 months.
And to be honest, the flavor of pawpaws alone, I can have one.
Dude, if I eat enough pawpaws, maybe I'll finally be good at League of Legends.
you have to have severe brain damage to play that game.
Like,
I take 10 pills of acetaminophen and eat 10 pawpaws a day. I'll finally hit Challenger.
I don't know what the flavor is. It's like a weird banana type flavor.
It's a banana-y, mango-y kind of thing.
But like it's so weirdly rich that I'm like, I can have one and I'm like, I'm good. Like, I'm good for a very long time.
I want to try to make ice cream with it, but we'll baby steps.
Yeah, baby steps.
I don't have an injury.
Don't feed those to your kids.
No. That's such an absurd amount to die by. If you eat anything of that volume, you'll probably die. If I eat 10 apples a day for 3 months, I'd probably die of arsenic poisoning.
I think it's cyanide. It's in
the seeds.
Yeah, it's in the apple seeds,
Well, like, I've been eating all these seeds, and I feel like shit.
I've been eating nothing but apple seeds for 3 straight months, and I feel horrible.
I feel like my stomach lining is burning.
Oh, my gosh. I have a question for Mark here.
What?
You were Elkwood was not present during that little side quest, so
he was too strong.
It would have made everything trivial.
He was level 12.
He just came in, snipe, done. What was, before we go back to the main quest, what was Elkwood doing while his lovely lady was out there saving people?
I do not know. Honestly, to this point, like, he was relaxing a bit.
Yeah.
But also the fact that, like, when he knows that she's fully capable. So she's like, you're not needed on this. Please just relax, whatever. If anything, he would probably help take some of the school learning, like training or something like
that. Yeah, yeah.
So. Which is how you could tell I wasn't yet playing Mallory, because if I was, I would have been like, no, bring your ass over here. I don't care how tired you are. Nolly's going to miss every fucking rock. We need somebody who can hit a shot.
I will haste you. Please do this.
Oh, man. Yeah. Dude, Mialari and Elkwood as a fighting pair. Oh, my God. That would have been horrible to deal with.
Well, just give up.
Yeah.
Yeah, because then he would have Amir with him as well.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, like, it'd be fine. But, like, yeah, no, I think it was just at a point that he needed a break, but he also was just teaching people, like, his sword skills and stuff like that.
The thing is that, like, Elkwood's never had a break. You know what I mean? No. So, like, it was probably, like the what do you mean relax?
Oh my God.
You know what I mean?
It's like the people at work, like, for 50 years, and then they're like, okay, retire. And he's like, I don't know what to do. And then they die, like, a year later because they just give up.
Yeah, yeah, because it's just like Elkwood's been
They just start eating pawpaws by the fistful.
Oh, yeah.
I need to live on the edge.
Eating all the seeds and the membranes with it. Oh,
I want a pawpaw now.
I'll go to Frederick.
Okay, yeah, he's Tim's picking him, as he said.
It's September.
Well, right now, these dwarves are going to pick you apart. Boom. We ended the last main quest episode with you guys getting to this house that had a facade to look like it was run down. And you have reason to believe that there is somebody being held in here for some reason. Let's just jump back into combat here. Because we were in the middle of combat right when we ended.
Yeah, I'm looking at the looking at the thing. I'm like, oh shit, this is not good for me.
Oh my god.
No. This is there are three dwarves, dwarf guards, around your ghosty friend. Dwarvises. So getting back into combat here, these corrupt guards are going to start swinging. So I think, if I remember correctly, these two guys just came out. Mm-hmm. So let's go down the initiative to the guy that's in the... he's just south of Garn Stoneborn. That's a name I haven't said in forever. Oh my gosh. This guy's going to turn around and continue to swing on... he's going to step here, so that way you guys can't flank him. And then he will swing twice at Garn.
Damn. I forgot they're actually smart.
These guys are, yeah. So he's got a maul. And he's going to... try to hit you twice. So let me go to this... 34 to hit you, Garn.
Oh, man, that does.
Okay.
I actually have a decent AC now.
I know, I'm looking at Kezra's character sheet, I'm like, god damn, I'm powerful.
I know.
I can do anything.
So much power.
You know how many times Kelly was probably like, I could cast a spell right now and just end this combat during the side quest. I can't fucking do it.
A single chain lightning.
Oh my god.
Yeah, everybody was looking at Malaria like, why can't you just do some pretty tough spells? I have very specific spells, guys.
26 points of bludgeoning damage.
Alrighty.
And second swing. Ugh. 41 to hit.
Oh, that's a crit.
That's a crit, okay.
Oh my gosh. How'd you get that on the second?
I multiple attack penalty minus 5 here.
Wow.
That was a very, very high roll.
He's like, I
don't know.
So I can't get a strike off, but you get the damage reduction.
And I get a strike off.
Technically.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, I had a minus 5, but yeah.
Oh.
Ooh.
Alright, so... do you want to do your damage first, or do you want me to tell you my damage first?
Yeah, you can do your damage first.
62 points of damage.
You know, it's crazy being like, okay, that hurt, but I'm fine. Like, that's a wild thing to say. I think Nolly would have been dead.
Oh, no, poor 62. Little Nolly would be a stain on the floor.
Oh, man, played an exemplar and powered by a god's blood. Well, that'll get me a 34 to hit.
That'll be a hit, my friend.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Oh, I finally get to use my D8s. I get to actually put this this Bloodstone D8 into use.
And these dice are brought to you by who?
Black Oak Workshop, where dice are treasure.
Black Oak Workshop. Okay, let's get that attack out, buddy.
19 points of damage.
19.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I see a free hit.
Yes. So that was his two, and now it's actually your turn, so.
Oh, wow. Cool. Okay, so this is like the start of the combat, so that means I get a free spark of shifting of the eminence.
Yes.
Spark. Do these, I'm going to put into my Titan's Breaker. I'm ready to break some some titans.
Are you going to topple the Pillar of Heaven right on top of my head?
I'm highly considering toppling the Pillar of Heaven.
Are you going to topple that pillar?
Kaboom!
I could maybe hit everyone, including my allies. No.
Honestly, dude, if you've got a good line, go for it.
I mean, top of the Pillar of Heaven is good, but using the Titan's Breaker to fracture mountains is also pretty freaking sick.
Every fucking name.
Yeah, I know.
Just on top of the Pillar of Heaven.
Every time he talks about his abilities, it becomes blatantly obvious that I am a vanilla class and he is not.
So I'm going to fracture mountains, or attempt to fracture the mountain with my melee strike. And yeah, let's just see what happens.
All right.
Oh, wow. Okay. This actually is a good dice roll. What is happening?
The second you stop playing Nolly, man.
Right? How does a 39 suit you?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so 39 will hit both of my corrupt cards.
Oh, my. No, I'm just hitting the guy to the left.
Oh, okay.
I'm not toppling the Pillar of Heaven.
Okay. Well,
it's just cracking a mountain, okay?
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah.
Well, that is still a regular hit.
Sweet. Let's see. If you're at least 10th level, it's increased to 6 spirit damage and 2 extra die. Oh, snap. Okay, wow. So I get to roll 4d8. And then I get an increase to 6 spear damage. Okay, cool. Cool. Wow.
Oh my gosh.
It's not like we roll 4d8, you're not close to max, but I mean 8, 7, 7, 5, pretty dang good.
That's pretty good.
8, 6, 7, 5, 3, 0, 9.
Captain number on my board. 35 points of bludgeoning damage.
Not bad at all.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, all right.
And then my eminence is going to lock. It has to shift after you use it, because I used it as shifting of the eminence. So it's going to go into the victor's wreath. So I will talk about that when it becomes relevant. And when I shift eminence, lots of stuff happens. Or when I spark transcendence. Mm-hmm. So one of the things is I think I can intimidate. So an enemy within your choice in 30 feet. So you have to make a will save.
Okay, same guy.
Okay.
They are willful enough. 28.
That's a fail. You're frightened one.
Frightened one?
Because
okay.
I just fractured a mountain on top of your head.
Oh my gosh.
Uh-huh. And is anybody hurt? Not yet, right?
I'm actually perfectly fine.
Right. I took damage, though. Because they wailed on the ghost. So.
Oh, right. Okay, yep. Well then I'm going to use that thing.
The ghost doesn't have feelings.
I'm going to do that thing where you guys just look at me and you guys think I'm the best. It's called the Radiant. So, 2 hit points, both double variable. You get 26 hit points? What the heck?
Garn looks hot. All right. And you get healthy.
Yep.
Hot and healthy.
We work hard
to play hard.
So 26 hit points to the ghosty boy.
Beautiful. Kezra can see Ambrose just kind of look a lot better, actually.
Nice.
All right.
I believe that was only 2 actions.
Oh, my God.
So, with my last action, I am going to try to strike.
Wait a minute, you can shatter the mountain in a single action?
No, that's 2 actions to shatter the mountains.
Oh, okay. Wait, so it doesn't take any actions for you?
No, it just happens when I spark transcendence.
Yeah, it's just part of it.
So cool.
The turns for you and Mark take so long. Just have a novel for every one of your abilities, and Mark has two people to control.
But don't worry, I missed with my last strike, so we're good.
Ah, good.
I do love Paizo.
That's good for radio.
I do love Paizo coming out with all these cool niche classes, but yeah, goddamn, they're complicated.
Yeah.
You literally have to read a freaking book for every ability.
Yeah. They're so cool, though. Like, when you get it, you're just like, this is the coolest thing I've ever read. Like, yeah. Okay, so after Garn, it comes to Benson.
So Garn screams out, "Benson, to me! Let us take this one out!"
Okay. Feels good to be piloting Benson again, but I'm actually not going to do that.
Benson, you fool!
Oh my god.
Okay, I'm going to...
He's going to walk over, bitch slap Garn for a second.
Say, don't order me around.
Don't you fucking do it.
Can they still get in here if I move there?
They would have to push... your friends? Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, seeing what they're currently about to try to do, Benson gets back-to-back with Luca, so they cannot flank either of us.
Yes,
cool. Benson. Yeah, good point.
Yeah. So, Garn, you're just going to have to... You can fight one. then I'm going to attempt to intimidate the one directly in front of Benson, this guy right here.
Okay.
Because Benson's really, really good at that.
Mm-hmm. I have the will DC ready.
I need to pull my character sheet up again. I'm sorry.
You know, thinking about Ambrose getting healed and like damaged must be like so cinematically. That must be so jarring and creepy, weird. But like really kind of cool.
It's just blood coming off of him or something, and then it just kind of goes boop back.
Tim, yep. Tim, 17 what? Plus 22.
17 plus 20 is 39!
39's a hit, friend.
My gosh.
No, that was intimidation.
Oh, right. Oh, hold on. 39?
Yep.
So, not a crit.
Oh.
Not a crit, but he is frightened one.
Okay, and with my last action, I will swing out at the one I just frightened.
Okay.
Oof. That's definitely going to be a hit. Not likely a crit. These guys are very, very beefy. But,
yes.
Get their own full plate.
Oh, Mark, yeah. I have a plus 22 to my attack now.
Oh, that's nice. That's cool.
So good.
36.
That's a hit.
I forgot I shouldn't roll damage in Foundry because it fucks me every time. 12 points of damage.
Okay. All right.
Great round, Benson.
Yeah. Yeah, good placement. And yeah, because that
I'm back to back with a ghost and we are just fighting against the world right now.
Bottom of the round, Kezra.
Yeah, thanks for reminding me. Coming back to this game and seeing the initiative tracker where everybody's initiative is basically in the high 30s and mine is 17. So
that's like good to be one home. For you, right?
God damn, I love Kezra.
Here I am, home again. Bottom of the initiative.
Bottom of the initiative by like a country mile.
But you still don't have your dice ready.
Yeah, I didn't have my dice ready. I was stalling. But also, finally coming back into Path Builder, I remembered that I have a flame sphere floating. Yeah, still active. I believe in Benson's square, so I'm going to move it from Benson's square.
You know, I appreciate that.
Did Benson need to roll because he entered the square of the flame sphere?
I can't
remember. Tim, shut up.
This is all happening at the same time, Tim. I saw him. Oh, right, I saw him course, stepping into the square.
Of course.
I'm trying to remember where it was because, like, the I thought we would have drew it, but
it also could have already been on this dude here. So either way, that's where it's going. So it's going there. So roll a reflex save. So that's my first action.
Okay. Alright.
Or actually, no. That's reflex. Not my first action. Sorry.
Alright.
Second, my first action is to cast a level 3 fear, as I say. Flee, you wretched cur. To the three to the south. I can see all of them. So will saves, please.
Okay. So we'll save from the guy who is afraid already.
Yeah, that's what I want.
Lowered a little bit. 35.
Success, so I think that's frightened one.
Yep. Second guy is a 23.
That's a fail, so you're frightened two.
Nice.
He's frightened two. Let me make sure to move that up. There we go. And then the last guy, who's just the guy to the east of him, will save 33.
Success, so Frightened one.
Okay. Okay.
And I'll move. Yeah, and the flame will go. Was this guy frightened too?
Yeah. So yeah, the guy, the southern.
All right, the guy who really starts shaking and looking frightened. I move it into his square.
Okay, so now he has to make a reflex save.
Yes.
Okay, well, he is frightened too, so his reflex is down even farther. Natural one, though.
Ooh. Let's go.
Being frightened doesn't matter.
This is a heightened. So this is a heightened floating flame too.
Yep, I bet.
All right. Make sure there's no critical effect here.
Besides just a fuck ton of damage.
Yeah,
just
crispy fried.
Just my dub damage.
Ooh. No continuous.
Decent fire. Decent roll. So
crispy fried dwarf.
That'll be 34.
34 points of fire damage.
Sheesh.
Get that suit armor's getting real hot.
Or actually, no. That's not 34. It's 37.
Okay, oh, so is that because you're pyromantic sorcerer?
Yep, my sorcerer stuff.
Yes. Cool. All right. That was all three actions for you.
Yep.
Cool. Viscount Ambrose Gohenvis.
Gohenvis. All right. So. I just to make my turn not as long as Tim's. So basically, you go and act together, use that ability. This time, the Eidolon will simply take one action, Ambrose will take two. Three, with how it works. I don't like him being surrounded by three enemies, though.
So, yeah.
So what he's going to do is move. See, that's going to suck because he's going to get flanked, but I also don't want to take three hits at the same time. So he's going to move here.
Okay. So he is prone right now, if you remember.
Is he?
Oh. Yes. Yeah, because they knocked him over.
Fucked him up.
That's right. Okay. God damn it. Do they have attacks of opportunity? That's the scary thing.
I guarantee
they probably do. So he's just going to swing from the ground.
All right, three attacks of opportunity.
Wait.
He's going to swing from the ground. That doesn't trigger.
That doesn't trigger?
But thanks for playing your hand, Jake.
You knew. Come on.
All right, so he's going to swing. Which one was the more scared one?
This guy down here, but bottom left.
Yeah, he's going to swing at his kneecaps. Like, boom. Oh, yeah, by the way, +23 to hit there for this guy.
Next time I'm just going to let you get flanked.
I appreciate it. I really do. 38 to hit.
Yeah, it's a hit.
Beautiful.
Wait, would a 39 make it a crit?
No.
Probably not.
Not on these guys.
No, these guys are so fucking tanky. 24 points of damage.
Okay.
And so, now Ambrose, he takes a step up, and then, seeing these guys cast, let me try to bring it back up again, god damn it, where did it go? My app, my beautiful app.
My app.
My spells, show me my spells.
Like, give me 1 second, because I... Shit. I could tell you what the hell the spell was. It was it was like mind probe or something, or mind rack or something like that.
Oh, like do a bunch of mental damage and hurts their brain and stuff.
Yeah, that's what
it was.
And that's what I'm trying to remember.
Oh, is it synaptic pulse?
Yes, that one.
Yeah,
synaptic pulse. I'm just trying to remember if it's under. God damn it, my app. I had it. Oh, there it is. Finally. Got it. So, Synaptic Pulse, like, he just concentrates for a second, and within a 30-foot emanation, so that should include all enemies.
Ooh. Yep.
And it says specifically, penetrates the minds of all enemies, so doesn't mean people, like, our allies.
Yep.
So each of them will have to make a will save.
Wow.
Okay,
they're all frightened.
All frightened. Okay. So going top to bottom here, 30 on the first one.
I need to remember what my thing is here.
Yeah,
that's a fail.
Yes!
That's a fail. Okay. As we go down, tell me the result, or tell me what happens.
Oh yeah. God damn it! I just clicked off of it again. My bad. Oh, got it. Okay, it's back up. So synaptic pulse. You failed, right?
Yes.
Stun 2.
Trigger the fail. Stun 2?
Whoa. Yes.
Oh boy. Okay.
Whoa.
Damn.
Okay, so putting stunned on.
This is so good.
First that, you got a debuff, really, and then you got to own him.
Yeah. So next one.
Man, and going, and being frightened made that a fail, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, essentially.
Well, let's see about this one. 34 for the next guy.
All right, he's stunned one.
Oh wow! Okay.
Yeah. Even if you succeed, it's a stun.
Even if
nasty work. That is
such a brutal spell.
Nasty work. That's a good one. next one. This guy that's frightened 2. 34. So another stun success one. Then. Okay. So regular stun 1, and the last guy gets a 28.
Let's go.
Fail.
Stun 2.
So stun 2.
You just took so many attacks off the board.
Your guards are fucked.
And yeah, they're stunned, meaning they don't get their reactions, yep. So your yep. ghosty boy can stand up.
Yep.
Yeah, so it's kind of like this whole burst of just this psychic energy that just, like, it just, kind of like when you are... I like to compare it to the fact that you'll go into the room to look for something and you're suddenly like, why am I even here? But it's just like, for them, it's like a headache and they're like, what the fuck?
Yeah, their ears are ringing. They're like, ah.
Oh, yeah. So, yep. So that is his turn.
Okay. Good turn. Going into the Corrupt Guard's turns. So he is this guy. So it's the bottom right guy. He is the one that is stunned 2. So all that he can do is swing out once at Luca.
Still not a good position.
Still not a great position, but he can't do a knockdown or anything like that because he's only got one action.
Can't knock me down twice.
Well, yeah. 46 to hit.
Oh my
god. Ha! Shit!
Ow.
Ow. Yeah, that's obviously a crit.
Okay. 52 points of bludgeoning damage.
Okay, I don't know if I want to fucking do this, but I probably will. Yeah, from that hit alone, I think Kezra sees the Ambrose flinch, like, badly.
Wait. Would a +2 to your AC make that not a crit?
No, because I'm also knocked down, so I am...
I'm off guard.
Being off guard and stuff, yeah.
So what I do is, Ambrose, what he does is use a reaction called Reactive Dismissal, which that instead of taking that full damage, I negate it by, let's see, damage takes something like double your level. So I reduce that damage by 24, and he unmanifests.
Oh no!
Yeah, because taking that much damage would not be suitable for me right now.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Man. So that damage was how much?
52.
Jesus Christ. Okay. So. Yeah. So. Yeah. That's damage to 28 points of damage.
So we just lost Luca.
For now.
For now.
I can resummon him at the end of my next turn.
Okay. Oh, you might be able to... Can you position him however you want to?
Technically, yes.
Okay. All right.
That's not the worst.
It's not like he's permanently out. It's just that I need to take him off the board for a moment because I have a feeling these guys are just going to fucking crit him so badly.
Yeah, so... And, I mean, if there's a turn to not have a guy on the field, it's the turn where they're all stunned.
That's true.
So, yeah. Okay, so that was his only action. When it comes to stunned, they are... they get all their actions back after stunned, right?
I think so.
Okay, Kelly, next turn.
So, hold on. It says...
So he only has one action this turn. His turn ends. He has no reactions. And then when it comes to his turn again, he'll have his three actions.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. All right. So I will... I'm going to make sure... Okay. Well, yeah. So he just doesn't get a reaction for the next turn. Yeah. So, all right. So I will remove the stunned. Next guy. This is the guy that is directly to the west of where Luca was. So he is going to... he's going to step where Luca was. So I'll move Luca back. Control him when you want. And then he'll step into that spot. He was only stunned one, so he is going to take one swing at Benson.
Fair enough.
And 40 to hit.
That'll hit.
Jesus!
37 points of bludgeoning damage.
This guy's hit fucking hard.
Yeah. Okay. No more stun for him. And then the other guy who is down here, bottom left, he is stun one, so he's going to come up. He's going to get in a precarious position to be in between both Benson and Garn, but he's doing that so he can flank Benson. So he's only going to take one strike here, and a regular hit there. So damage is going to be 26 points of bludgeoning damage.
All right.
And then it's the guy directly next to Garn. So he is going to... He's got... Oh, man, he's stunned too as well. God.
Yep.
Okay. Only one attack then. Because he can't do his knockdown. Oh, my God. I'm rolling so well. So well. 46 to hit.
God damn!
Oh my gosh, a crit!
Yikes. What the fuck are there to hits?
They're insane.
Yeah.
Oh my god, that's a lot of damage. 70.
Oh my gosh. Yes, that is a lot of damage.
Yep.
That's a lot of damage.
But... That's a lot of damage, but that is the oh, end of his turn, because those were the only two actions, or that was the only action that he had.
Oh my gosh.
So they still don't have their attacks of opportunity. So when it comes back around, though, then they will have all their actions. All right, Garn, it's your turn.
Benson, I need your help.
And I'm gonna hold my action.
Okay.
What?
I'm bleeding profusely.
I'm flanked.
You could step. You could step to me and healing hands me.
And none of them have reactions right now.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Wait, is it actually my turn?
Yes. Because I'm holding.
Yeah.
I will step and lay on hands.
God bless. Okay.
Oh, then you can fucking do a Tower of Heaven.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Well... You can wait till I strike. So I'm going to strike the guy that is directly to Benson's right. So this.
Okay. Yep.
That's a really good roll, but these guys have stupid fucking high ACs. So 38.
30. That's a hit. Yeah.
Yeah. Great. Not rolling on Foundry again. Just screw that.
Yes, I love the Benson versus Foundry. The age-old fight.
Foundry fucked me! Well, actually, that's 18 points of slashing. So,
okay.
Proved right. And I guess I will use my... No.
That was all three, yeah.
All good. That's my turn.
Garn, you have been healed.
I have been healed...
Plus two to your AC.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
I will shift eminence to my weapon for one action, and then last two actions, I am gonna topple the pillar of heaven.
Topple it.
Topple it. So just a straight line like down to the sound.
I want a sound drop of some kind for it. Like it deserves its own little sound bite.
Yo, tap on the pillow of heaven.
There it is. Clip that. All right. So this is the thing where you do the attacks against all three.
Yeah, they make a basic reflex save, and just so you know, they're all not frightened anymore, except the ones that were frightened too.
Yes. So yeah, I'm making sure. Mm-hmm. I think the one guy. I think. Oh, you know what? I think that it removed it automatically. Hold on. Oh, you know, no, I don't think it did. I don't remember which one was frightened. I think this guy's frightened too. Yes, I think he was. Okay. All right, so he's not. He's good. He's not frightened, and then this guy's not frightened. Okay. All right, so just going right down the line then.
Yep.
Okay. And what is your total?
I mean, I got 32 points damage. You could just tell me what you rolled, and then...
Is it a reflex save?
It's a basic reflex save.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's based on your save.
39 for the first one.
Success, so 16 points of damage.
Okay. Next guy... He's the one that's still frightened. Natural one.
Whoa. 64 points of damage.
Big stuff right there.
Is there anything else with the natural one, or is it just the damage?
I believe that is it. Yeah, it's just a basic.
Okay. And then 32.
That's a success of 16 points of damage.
16.
You know, just did it casual. I don't know, like 80 points of damage.
Oh, yeah.
So freaking good.
Boom! Alright.
And then I shift the eminence into the Hall of Plunder.
I'm a little thirsty. I think I need a drink.
I'm feeling parched from all this battle. Alright.
Now's that time for a gin and tonic, Garn.
and anything else on your turn?
That is it.
Okay. Kezzer.
I've been thinking about what to do for a while. I don't have a great answer. Poop.
There's a really good line if you want to hit Garn too.
Yeah, that's the thing. I was hoping Garn would step to avoid to help Benson not get flanked, but he didn't do that.
Oh, you're hoping they moved opposite.
Yeah. If he had moved out of that line, I could have gone in there and done some nasty shit.
Yeah, I think your team coordinating lines would be super helpful because two of you use line abilities.
Yep.
At least.
Alright, well, I'll move the flame ball into the guy, the square with the frightened dude.
Oh, yeah.
Reflex save.
Yeah, he's the guy that just critically failed, too. So let me get that 38. So that'd be a success.
All right, that's some damage. All right, only 5 damage.
Okay,
pretty bad roll. And dang, I want one of these guys dead. It'd be really nice if one of them was just dead.
Yeah, if like one of them died, it would be things so much easier right now.
You know, guys are dead. You know, if you think about it, it'd be even better if two of them died.
Yeah, shit. He's got a point.
God, I can't move in there. Damn.
Not with that attitude.
Yeah, have you tried?
Okay, well then
I mean, if you launched a fireball in here, I'm sure someone would die.
I can do a mean fireball.
It might affect everyone.
The thing is, both Benson and I get a little bonus to our reflex because the armor we're wearing.
Because of the plate, yeah.
Yeah, and Ambrose is not the worst with reflex, so.
You want a fifth level fireball? Is that what you want?
You won't pussy. You won't do it. Not gonna lie, I'd low-key be fine with it.
But I would too, honestly.
It would also get Ambrose, though. I don't think I could get it in there without blowing his face off.
Yeah.
Know if I want to kill Ambrose.
I mean, you
right
can hold
now
your turn till Ambrose gets out of the way.
No, I already did an action.
Ambrose, fucking move! Action.
Yeah. I mean, like they said, like Ambrose's reflex isn't the worst, so.
And you don't you get fire resistance or something?
Cause technically do, yeah.
A little bit. No, I'll fire some blazing bolts at the frightened guy I just shot, and I guess the guy that I can still technically see, but I feel like he'll get a lot of cover.
I don't. So the guy to the north that you're talking to, just to the north, I don't think you can see him. There's a door in the center of this, so it's not exactly like it's not a double door open situation. All right,
well,
it's
then
just
I'm not
going to
do that.
Well,
so you're gonna have to wait even longer for my turn.
It's so much editing.
fuck it. I can see Benson. I'll haste him.
Much appreciated.
Oh, there we go.
Give you a little love up there,
dude. I'm eating a brownie. I got hasted. This is a good night.
Yeah. Start chowing down on that brownie. Dang. You feel your muscles twitching. You just get a little pep in your step.
Okay. After that, it comes to the Viscount.
God damn it. I was like, God damn it. There was one thing I was thinking of doing, because actually I can't summon until after this turn, actually. Right. It's pretty much the thing. So I was like, oh, what spells could I use? And the ones that I have, I'm like, that would probably interfere with everyone else, because this door, I need to actually see what this door looks like again. Because is it like double set of doors, or is it one?
No. It's a single door. It's just in the center of 2 5-foot squares.
So it's a big ass door, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's a big ass door. It's just not a it's not a 10-foot wide door.
Oh, it's not a 10-foot wide. Okay.
No.
Yeah, and they don't have their reactions.
So they do now.
They will now. Yes.
Oh, because
right? Because they already wait.
Well, wouldn't it be till their turn comes? Or
oh, you're right. Till their turn comes. I'm sorry.
Well, yeah. Because their turn just lost the stun condition.
Yes.
So, yeah, I got you. Yeah. So they would not have it yet.
Not yet. Okay. Okay. I'm thinking, because there's things I'm like, I could try to summon other things into that room, but I'm like, oh wait, I can't because they fucking take up a 10-foot square. Well, I could do that.
Can't summon smaller? Something smaller?
No, I don't have anything that I technically can summon because I have to use the occult book. But actually, if I summon something 10 feet, doesn't it shunt somebody? People?
I think usually these spells say if you can't, if there isn't enough space to summon something make something appear, the spell automatically fails. I feel like that's pretty common spell language.
But I thought, like, we've done this in the past, and it just kind of was like, oh, this thing got summoned on you, and now it just kind of forces you off somewhere.
Hmm.
So let's see, it says, the creature, hold on, highest level creature came and summon. Spell can still summon a creature at lower level. I'm trying to see where, what...
And it must appear in an unoccupied space in range large enough to contain it. That's the summon trait.
Unoccupied, yeah, okay.
Huh, okay.
Otherwise you could just summon elephants above people's heads.
Oh my god, that'd be awesome.
Kaboom!
I'm thinking of that right now. give me... I can come up with something real fast. So I will summon a greater shadow.
Ooh.
Oh, okay.
So a greater shadow, like, so he is, like, pissed that the fact that he had to take away, you know, Luca and stuff like that to avoid. So he is going to summon a greater shadow to keep Benson from being flanked.
Okay, so you want to put it directly behind Benson then?
Yeah, so you just see this dark-ass shadow just appear behind you. Don't worry, he's a friend.
friendly!
But the biggest thing is that they're resistant 10 to, like, everything besides ghost touch, spirit, shit like that.
Yep.
But they have... See, they're probably not going to be able to hit... Or, God, damn, but they're there to be there. Oh, but they do have that fun ability. Okay, so it immediately appears and it attacks. And he's just like, how dare you strike him? And then this thing attacks this guy here.
Okay.
Actually,
he's the guy that crit failed against the pillar.
But this one?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
How did you summon a greater shadow?
That is level 7, because I can summon at heightened ion. Wait, shit. Heightened?
Oh, yeah, I guess you cast it at, what, level 6 level?
Yes.
Dang.
Yeah, I get there it. Is. I took a bonus with one of my feats. Yeah, so...
Oh, right, yep.
Yeah, so there's like a bonus thing that I have going on with a lot of my shit, but... So Greater Shadow swings out, touches, or goes to, like, do that weird ghostly smack.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Ooh. 34 to hit.
That's a hit.
Oh my god. That's nice. Plus 18 to hit, so I'm like, oh,
ooh.
Ooh, ooh. Feels good. Feels good. Let's see here. So that attack is 2d10 plus 6. Holy shit. God, monsters are fucking terrifying.
Yes.
That's void damage.
Yeah, that's void damage. So 2.
Yeah, so wipes away part of his soul.
Yeah. Yeah, 2d10 plus 6. Counter going up there. That would be 16 points of damage.
Okay.
16 points of damage. That's only one action that it had. Second thing that it can do is... Oh, Steel Shadow. So it takes an action to Steel Shadow if it struck with its Shadow Hand Strike on previous action. It pulls at the target shadow, making the creature enfeeble 2 or enfeeble 3 on the crit. So, this is cumulative with other enfeebled conditions from shadows to maximum of enfeebled 4. If this increases a creature's enfeebled value to 3 or more, target shadow is separated from its body. The enfeebled value of a steel shadow decreases by 1 every hour.
Oh my gosh.
Wow, every hour? So it's like...
Oh, yeah.
Wait. So he's just automatically enfeebled now?
That's what I'm looking at. Steel Shadow. So Shadow hit a living creature with a Shadow Hand Strike. Yeah,
he just spends an action, and this happens. So it's enfeebled, too.
Just hits him with a Shadow Hand... Oh, and you just did that.
Yeah.
And you just did,
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so he's enfeebled, too. Yeah, so...
Okay.
And honestly, if Benson looks at it, there is a strange little emblem of the Viscount's house. Emblazoned in there.
Dude, between you and Kezra, I don't know how Benson's not fucking trying to kill both of you.
Yeah, don't worry about it. But that is my turn. Because that was three actions to summon. And then...
Oh, wait, yep. And then, yeah, but enfeebling this guy is huge.
Oh, so good.
Okay. Okay, in which case, the corrupt guard that's on the southernmost corrupt guard.
Oh, they're corrupt? Okay.
Surprise, surprise. He is going to take a step up and try to swing at the shadow.
Okay.
So it's going to be...
God, you're probably going to crit it. But...
It most likely with a 42.
Oh, yeah, that crits it.
Yep.
But it gets resistant.
Yes. 48 points of damage.
So
38. Take that, Jake.
Take that, Jake. All right. So... Okay, I'm keeping his. I have a calculator for him.
Okay. Second attack. Natural 1.
Yes.
Thank you.
Get the card.
Get the cards.
This is what he gets for swinging at a shadow instead of the caster.
I mean, we have yet to pull self decapitation with the crit fail, so it's only a matter of time.
Yeah, dude, he decapitates himself with a maul.
Baseball bat.
Who was, I got that feat in Skyrim.
Who was that? You are slowed 1 until the end of your next turn.
Oh
wow. So I guess he does hit himself in the head.
Moves up, swings, and he's slowed, so that means he loses that last action, or?
Well, it was his last action anyway to do that, but when it comes around to his turn, then he will be one less action.
Oh, okay, yeah. Cool.
Okay, so next to the enfeebled guard, he sees everybody's kind of flanked in weird ways, but like there's not really a place that he could get. So in which case, he is going to just swing out at Ambrose.
Yeah, I figured.
But he is enfeebled.
Yeah.
So his to hit is taking a big negative here. It's going to be another natural one.
Oh, thank God.
After all those crits.
Oh my God.
I know. Is the game telling me just not to swing at Mark's character?
Please, please stop.
Please don't do please it.
Stop. I'll just continue beating the shit out of John.
Go for the eyes. You are dazzled until the end of your next turn.
Oh,
this dude's having a bad day.
Yeah.
Dang it.
He's enfeebled. He got his soul touched. I mean,
yeah, dazzled means everything is concealed from you. So, in which case, he's going to try to swing out two more times, but he needs to do a flat check now.
Why doesn't he go after the shadow?
So, it's a DC 5 flat check.
Yeah.
So, we'll see if this pays off for you.
And as long as you're all nat 20 in the flat check, we already know it pays off.
yep. 7, so he does make it past that. Let's see here. This is with the map. 33 to hit.
Yeah, it hits.
Okay.
It's not a crit.
Okay. So that is 27 points of bludgeoning.
Still hurts.
Ugh.
But he can't do a knockdown or anything like that. So he will just try to swing again.
I use my reaction to use Hidebound on you. So you're all of a sudden, like, dragon scales erupt out of your skin, and you have resistance 5 to physical damage for the whole turn.
Oh,
nice!
Let me heal okay, cool. 5 back.
Yeah, there you go. And then he misses on the last
okay,
attack.
Okay, awesome.
Beautiful.
Well, it's a 29. I don't know if that's a...
That hits.
Oh, it does. Okay.
Right. Come on.
I'm a claw people.
That's why I thought about it. I was like, wait, maybe it's AC.
Unless the dragon scales increase the AC.
No, it's just resistance 5, so you'll get it for this attack too.
22 points of bludgeoning.
All right, it's a 7.
Yep. Okay. All right, that was good value then.
Retributive strike.
For that reaction.
Oh, retributive strike.
Yep, you're within 15 feet of me.
Okay. Right, do we want to use the Retributive Strike for that, or do we want to do a Blender? Because none of us can attack the one that's attacking Ambrose.
Can you take that damage, Ambrose?
Yeah, I can take it.
All right, I'll save it then.
Okay. So next is... So this guy's no longer frightened, and he's still dazzled, but he will not be at the start of his next turn. Enfeebled, however, doesn't go away.
Yep.
Which is poopy. Which is very poopy. This guy is the next guard. He's going to attack Benson to his west. So it's really funny. Both Benson and Garn are diagonal to each other, and then the other guards are diagonal to each other. And so they're just slugging it out in this corner of this hallway.
There's so much blood on the ground.
It's like two gangs fighting in a bus.
Yeah, yep. just boom, 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 boom.
It's exactly what it is.
Why is everyone acting like that's like a thing that everyone knows? Like, what are you talking about?
I don't know. Like rival gangs getting in fights on public transit. I don't know.
What?
You never taken a bus before?
Yeah, I was gonna say
all the time.
That. okay. So he's going to do his knockdown ability here. So he's going to try to knock you down.
On Benson.
Yeah, so on Benson. Yeah. So he is going to just do his maul attack. If he hits, 35 to hit.
Meets my AC.
Okay. So if the strike hits, they attempt a single melee strike. If the strike hits, they also apply the critical success of a trip, which is just a little d6. Where did my dice at? What's wrong with me? 3. You take 3 bludgeoning damage.
So I'm going to use my reaction. It's called Exemplar's Nope, which means that it just doesn't happen.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's called Exemplar's Nope.
Cool. So can you link that ability to me?
I mean, yeah, I could, but it's in the expanded version of the core rulebook, so it hasn't come out yet.
Oh, okay, okay. So you can send me a screenshot of when you bought the PDF.
No, but it's like the golden plates from Joseph Smith that you can't read them.
Okay. So he knocks you down, and then he's going to strike with the map at you while you're on the ground.
All right.
At a miss, actually. 28.
Thank goodness.
All right. Next corrupt guard. This is the one that is to the west of Garn, so still up in that corner. So he's going to keep swinging on Garn here. So he's going to do the same thing. So he's going to do a strike with the maul to try to knock you down. And now that they have all their actions, I can do this. He totally knocks you down with a 46.
That's a crit.
Okay. Luckily, it's still just the D6 of the...
For the fall damage? Oh, yeah. So lucky about five. That.
And then he will use his last action to try to hit you while you are on the ground.
Oh, so with the attack, the crit just makes me fall? It doesn't do damage and then knock me down? It's just a knockdown?
So it's improved knockdown.
Oh,
so it says, yeah. So if the strike, so you do a single melee attack.
Yeah.
If the strike hits, also apply the critical success of a trip.
Oh, what was the damage then for the critical hit?
It was 5. Five for the fall.
Maybe I'm not reading this right. So I thought your knockdown was you do a strike, hit me and do damage, and then you get to apply the knockdown. Is that not how that's working?
So the attempt to single melee strike, if the strike hits, oh, they also apply the success.
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't say okay, so, more pain, but yeah, I think you get a critical hit.
I think he does. Oh yes, that'd be a crit damage.
Yeah.
Then. Okay.
David, just try not to kill your characters here.
I was reading it wrong because it's late
enough. Wow, we haven't even had the DPS retreat yet.
that when he's inevitably going to die. I promise I will kill somebody else.
Characters only die in person.
They only die in person. 64 points of damage then.
Ah,
retributive strike.
Yay! Thank you!
See, he's fine.
He's fine.
Fine.
So get an attack off.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
And the shadow gets an attack off. The greater shadow.
No, it's not in reach because it's the top left.
Topmost dwarf, yeah.
Oh man, I rolled the same thing I did when I hit him last time with this retributor strike. I got 39.
Okay.
Dang.
38 for Benson.
Yeah, so Benson, what was your damage?
My damage is 17 points of damage.
17? Oh, no.
I just rolled max.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
I mean,
oh,
for what? I mean, that's a laugh that could be construed as, I rolled a 1.
I know. He's, like, he's going insane, right. Yeah.
25 points of damage.
Ooh, okay. Oh, boy.
Awesome.
All right. And then, okay,
oh, no,
so...
no, I'm sorry. Let me double check that.
Just multiply it.
Let me double check that. Oh, no, 23, because I do not have the eminence inside of my Titan's Breaker.
Oh, okay, gotcha, yeah.
Just double it, Tim. That's fine.
Double it. That's the next.
Double it and give it to the next guard. Okay, so, God, where the hell were we? So that was the damage for the knockdown. Mm-hmm. And then the 33 to hit you while you're down.
Oh, yeah, that hits.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, wait, hold on. For the retributive strike, I think I get DR, right? 2 plus level. So you're level 12, so 14 back. Let me get myself 14 back before you inevitably take me out.
Okay.
Sorry, holy shit.
All right. What's the damage?
25.
Oh, I'm alive!
You're alive!
I'm alive!
You live forever.
Sheesh.
And now it's everyone's turn. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Yes, that was the Corrupt Core's turn. So, in which case, I need to do damage to Benson, though, with the knockdown. With the original knockdown.
Oh, right? You didn't give him damage to the knockdown.
No, I did not, but I will deal damage
now. I swear, having all the guards go right after each other is the worst thing.
I'm going to remember this shit at Christmas, Tim.
I'm so sorry. I dealt 18 points of damage.
Oh, all right.
Teacher, Benson didn't take damage.
Okay, anyway, that was the end of all of their turns. Benson, it's your turn.
You need to take one of these guys out.
I'm trying to remember which one's taking more damage. The one
they're all taking so much damage.
Top remember, left is taking significantly
more. You're hasted, so you can still intimidate and then get a bunch of hits off.
I will intimidate the one north to me.
You need to use one action to stand up, though, because you were knocked out.
I can intimidate on the ground.
I know.
Yeah. When I get up, I'm going to kill you.
When I stand up, you'll rue the day.
Kick your ass. Another 30. Dude, I've rolled like 4 16s in a row.
38. That is a success, so he is frightened again.
And I can swing from the ground, too, so I'm going to do that.
No, well, it's a minus two to swing from the ground.
Yeah.
All right, fine. So I'll stand up.
All right. Two attacks of opportunity.
Yep, that's what I thought.
First one is the guy that you just frightened. If I'm going in initiative order, it's the other guy first. But so that it's going to be 45 to hit.
Yep, that hits.
Okay.
Hey, 45 has to be a crit.
Sure. Yeah, it would be a crit. Talking great.
Okay.
Because why?
Because I don't think Ben's AC is 35.
My AC is
35. Oh, so it's a
crit. Oh, it is. So it is anyway. 60 points of bludgeoning damage.
Fucking great.
Way to go, Tim. You killed Benson.
Second guy's swing on you is a 36. So it's a regular hit.
Yep. Up.
Start breaking
20
Jesus
25 points of bludgeoning damage. But now you can take the rest of your turn.
Awesome, great. Um, 33 to hit the one north to me.
Yeah, it's a hit.
14 points of damage.
Okay.
Oh, come on, Jake.
Shit is so fucking nice.
Oh, he's bloody. So he has 180 health.
Second attack was a 19 on the die for a.
Aren't you keen? Like
36 or something.
Your weapon's keen.
Oh, it is.
Let's go.
Finally, it was keen. That is a crit. Thank goodness.
All right. Roll crit damage, baby.
That was almost max.
Oh. Yeah, it was.
Oh. That's what we needed.
36 points of damage.
Describe your kill.
Yes!
Benson getting just hit twice, just bam, bam. Very bloody. But he sees Garn's in trouble. So he goes to swing, and he actually takes this guy's hand off first. And then on the backswing, just smashes through the guy's helm, like right through the eye hole with the pommel of his sword, and just drives him into the wall.
A hand flies, and then everybody looks as it lands on the center, and then you see him just pin him to the wall through his head. Alright, I think he's... You still have an action.
Oh, yeah. Freaking hasted.
All right.
Yeah.
Definitely going to roll another crit on this one for the guy next to me.
Or you could raise your shield if you're, like, getting hurt.
I can do that for a free action.
I thought, we found that you have to spend the action to raise, and then you shield Brock for free with your, with your feet.
All right, well, yeah, that's fine. I'll do that. Less fun.
You could just turn into a fighter. Just retrain your whole character into a fighter to get that feat.
Yeah, right. Why wouldn't they give that? Why would they give that to the classes based around shields?
Forsake your god and just give your life to the sword.
So we found Benson. He was in the fighter's pit. All
right, yeah, I raised my shield.
All right, Garn is your turn.
All right, I'm going to spend my first action to draw a potion from the Horn of Plenty. So I get a, I think it's like a level 9 elixir of life, which is 5d6 plus 12. So I roll some dice. I almost rolled fours across the board. So it's 30 points of healing for my first action. Okay. And then, I love this, my second action, I'm going to feed the masses. And I'm going to knock my last potion back from the Horn of Plenty. And then it is going to also, some of it is going to just shoot down Benson's throat.
Definitely looking voluntary.
Benson, take my juice.
take the juice, bro.
It'll make you better.
Backwash.
So I'm gonna split it equally between the two of us because I can decide to split it up. So we're both gonna get 16 points of healing.
Simultaneously squirt the juice into both your mouths.
And you were just so in awe of Garn squirting the juice.
No.
God damn it.
Garn is so nasty.
God, there's a glint in his eye every time.
He's such a freak. Creepy old lumpy dwarf.
My pear-shaped body is amazing.
If anybody else was playing this, it wouldn't be as funny, but Tim just delivers it in such a weird way.
I love it. I love it so much.
Oh my god.
Ben said you get another 26 hit points.
God damn.
God.
Oh, that was my second action, and I shift the eminence for free into my Titan's Breaker, and I'm just gonna strike the guy to the south.
Okay.
Wait, is that a? No, okay. Wait, is that a cock die? I think that's a cock die. All right.
What's a cock die mean? What's a cock die?
That means that it was in between numbers, so I'm clearing my dice tray and re-rolling again. And it's hopping out of the dice tray. Dang it, that was an 18 out of the dice tray. And in the dice tray, it's a 6. That's probably a miss with a 29.
It's a miss, yeah.
Yep, alright, all that, and my turn's over.
Okay. Yeah.
Hey, I'm appreciative.
Oh my gosh.
Kesri, you've had a lot of time to think. What are you doing on your turn?
I know what I'm going to do. Alright.
Oh, wow.
I've been stupidly playing the floating flame wrong. It does damage to everybody in its path when I move it. So, when I sustain it, I can move it 10 feet, so I'm going to move it from the square with the dude currently in it to the dude to the left. So they'll both take 46 damage.
Oh, that's awesome.
So two reflex saves to start.
Okay. For the guy that's in it already, 25, which is a
fail.
And the other guy, it's going into 37.
Success, so 13 for the fail and 6 for the success. And then I will fire out a 4th level blazing bolt.
Alright.
At both.
Pick them off,
at both of the same two dudes.
Yep.
So, dude closer to me. Miss. Bastard. Oh man, I already rolled. I could have done this against the reflex saves or something with the shadow signet.
I
already rolled. Alright, that's a 19 on the die. So that'll be 39.
30. Okay, that's a hit.
Let's go.
Very nice.
God, 19 on die is still just a hit.
I know, and these are like grunts. That's like drives me crazy.
I think these are legit.
These are grunts. These guys are clearly very strong.
Legit dudes.
They're legit too, bro.
All right, that'll be 36 damage.
Ooh.
And Add three damage to each of them for my sorcerer's potency from the flame, floating flame.
Got it.
It's raining in fire. It's getting hot. Okay. Getting hot in that room.
As we come up on round 5, one of them is down. You guys are turning the tide on this combat, and I will see you all next week.
Good to be back.
Oh, God. Oh, we got it.
Good to be back.
Oh, my God.